On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the upcoming fall programs at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec. Happy to have back on the program once again the program director, the recreation director at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, Sarah Gilmore. Sarah, so good to have you back once again.
Yeah, as always, thank you for the opportunity to share what we're up to.
You have got a lot going on for the fall programs.
We sure do. We sure do.
And so let's get right to it. So what are you going to be offering here, Sarah?
Right out of the gate right here on Friday, October 3rd, we're going to offer a spooky scavenger hunt hike.
All right.
I'm so excited. that'll take place at Indian Crossing Trails. That's our largest park in Tecumseh. And I will say, while it's a spooky scavenger hunt hike, this is family friendly.
Okay.
Right? So nothing really scary, nothing gory or anything like that. But it is that time of year.
Yes. Right? Yes, absolutely.
So we can totally lean into the kind of Halloween spooky route there. But again, family friendly. So this is a pre-register encourage, so we know how many people to expect, but you're always welcome to show up at the door for this one, especially weather pending, right?
Yeah.
You never know in October what we're going to get.
That's sure.
And so folks will get a scavenger hunt list, and you'll get some cider, and then you'll also have the opportunity to trek through the trails. So we've got a loop trail that we're going to put different I Spy games and stories and different things that you are looking for along your hike. So, and this is go at your own pace. You don't have to race through it. You can if you'd like, but you can take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really easy trail. It's going to be maybe 3/4 of a mile total. Not difficult, but again, you've got your scavenger hunt list, and hopefully it'll be a really nice October evening.
You're right.
Yeah. So again, that's October 3rd. That's a Friday. And that'll be from 5:30 to 7. Our hike starting right at 5:30, like right when we start the program, is going to be best for kids and families so that they have plenty of daylight, still feel confident out there and not feel too spooky or scary.
Yeah.
And then about 6:15 till 7 is when, you know, kind of more best for adults if those folks want to kind of walk a little bit more in the dark. But
okay.
There we are. So
exactly where it's going to be held at then?
It will be, you'll meet us at 703 East Chicago Boulevard, and that's our south entrance into Indian Crossing Trails. There's a great picnic shelter right there. You'll be able to spot us and grab your clue sheet and away you go.
That is such a great place to be able to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just love Indian Trails. It's just such a neat place.
It's a wonderful time any time of year, right?
So you're looking for, yeah, absolutely. And so you're looking for pre-registration, but they can show up, right?
Certainly. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
and if they pre-register, how do they do that?
Great question. Thank you. You can stop in the A.J. Smith Rec Center. That's our home base. You can give us a call and register over the phone. That's 517-423-5602. Or you can even do that online at TecumsehParksandRec.recdesk.com.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are like me and have not done your fall cleanup yet in your yard, put it off a little longer.
Okay.
You have permission. because on October 15th, that's a Wednesday, we're going to host a pollinator-friendly yard in autumn.
Mm.
One of our local residents in Tecumseh is a master gardener, and she has a particular interest in native plants, and she has put together this program. I've seen it a few times. It's really, really good. And so she'll talk about how to kind of rethink that perfect lawn and give you tips, tricks, practical things that you can do to create habitat, preserve nesting sites, and attract more pollinators for the spring.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so as you're kind of putting your yard to bed for the colder months, some of the choices you make now or learning about different choices you could make can set up the pollinators for the spring.
Sure.
And other springs going forward.
Yeah.
In a really positive way. So this is a really great program for those that want to see maybe what are some other options I could do with my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be October 15th at 7 o'clock. At the A.J. Smith Rec Center. So for all you green thumbs, come on up.
Or
even if you're not, that's okay,
too. Yeah, I was
going
to say, or wannabe.
Or wannabe, that's fine. All are welcome. And the cost for that is going to be $6 for non-residents, $5 for city residents. And again, we encourage you to pre-register to make sure we have enough spots for you.
Sure.
And you can do that. Call the rec center, stop in, go online. But October 15th, pollinator friendly yard.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So also, kind of shifting gears a little bit, on October 21st, that's a Tuesday, we're going to have an adaptive social hangout. So this is a type of programming that we're trying to do more adaptive programming. And this is designed for ages 7 to 14.
Okay.
And those with developmental disabilities or other cognitive impairments. So we kind of identified that this is, we need to provide more recreation opportunities for this part of our community.
Sure.
And so we're trying to take steps to offer more programming and try different things. So we're really leaning into the hangout part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some snacks, we'll have some friendship bracelets, some board games and other games to play. And so, you know, you can come. It's $10 a person, but that includes the caregiver. So we'll want to make sure that this is not a drop-off program.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity to come, meet new people, make a few friends.
Yeah.
And just a different way to get out and hang out with us.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome idea. So yeah. That's going to be when again?
That's going to be October 21st. That's a Tuesday evening. And that'll be at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. And we have a max of 15 people, so pre-registration's required.
Sure.
Or I should say 15 pairs. How about that?
Yeah. That's better. Yeah.
So if you'd like more information, give us a call, 517-423-5602. And to find out more or to register, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
So that'll be in later October. One of our largest programs, actually, a great community program that we have going, returns this year on October 24th.
It's a Friday. Yeah.
It is our Trunk or Treat and Chili Cook-Off.
Oh, right.
Backed by popular demand, right?
I love it.
This was a really great idea by one of our staff. People were like, well, let's do it. We gave it a shot last year in 2024, and man, that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of requests to bring it back, and we said, you bet, no problem. Parks and Rec, we are kind of the Department of Fun and Games, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, so this is a great way to engage the community and kind of enjoy those Halloween costumes and enjoy the Halloween season a little bit longer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So folks that want to enter their chili, you can certainly do that. You want to sign up ahead of time. But those that are just happy to come and trunk or treat, you can come and enjoy some chili as well.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We'll have yard games and other kind of fall harvest seasonal games to play, you know, like pumpkin bowling and things like that, right?
I love it.
We'll have a face painting. That's going to be free, so folks can come and get face painted. Our kiddos, adults, whomever wants to get their face painted, come on down for that. We'll have some music, and our departments at the city and some of our partners will be the trunks. So these are trustworthy trunks.
Okay,
right?
Very good.
You can come and get candy from the police department or the fire department, Parks and Rec, our other departments like our treasurer department, our clerk's office. They are very good sports and they also will have trunks as well. So
cool.
Just a fun way to be involved in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. It's a lot of fun.
And again, that's going to be?
That's going to be Friday, October 24th.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 7 at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. It
cool.
is free. Come on down. We also want to thank Kiwanis Club of Tecumseh for sponsoring the candy for that one. So
nice.
Yet again, another way Kiwanis making a really positive impact for the kids in
absolutely.
The community. So,
absolutely. All right. We're just going right pell-mell. Let's continue here, Sarah.
No. It kind of feels like it, doesn't
it?
We're still in October for this one. This
okay.
is going to be a very busy month for us. October 29th is our Kids Creative Workshop. That's a Wednesday. That's something we've done monthly for about the last year or so.
Okay.
And this is the theme for our Kids Creative Workshop is spooky crafts.
Ooh.
Why not?
Yeah.
2 days before Halloween.
Sure,
perfect.
Why not?
We're encouraging kiddos, wear your costume. Again, let's get the mileage out of those costumes.
Yes.
This is best for ages 6 and up. We are asking that folks that are interested, please pre-register so that we have enough materials for kiddos. And the cost for that is $12 for non-residents, $10 for city residents. And this is just an opportunity for kids to to really dive into the craft, make it their own,
yeah,
tinker with it, go in a completely different direction with it. That's totally fine. We're looking at the process here.
That's right, the creative side, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. So this is another fun program just for kids to kind of go for it.
And be kids.
Yeah.
And be kids. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, wipe your the sweat off your forehead, right? We're through October at that point. And then we're jumping right in November. The fun continues. We have a You and Me canvas and cookies. So this will be like a paint and pour without the pour, if that makes sense. So we'll do like a step-by-step canvas scene, fall scene, and you get the opportunity to kind of bring that to life on your own.
Mm.
And these will be on 12-inch by 16-inch canvas. We'll provide all that step-by-step instruction, and everyone gets to make it their own.
Sure.
Yeah. And okay. So we'll have cookies for everybody and all supplies, all aprons to keep you nice and clean. And it's best for ages 5 and up. So
oh,
this
nice.
Is not only for an adult and kid. If you other adults that want to come as like a friend night or date night, anything like that, come on out.
Nice.
It's just fun.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, Sarah.
Yeah. So our staff is really excited about that one. So again, You and Me canvas and cookies. Come on out and paint. Enjoy a sweet treat as well. That'll be Wednesday, November 5th. And that starts at 6 o'clock at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. Please pre-register. We only have so many spots and elbow room, so to speak, with painting.
Yeah.
And the cost is just $15 per person.
Oh, nice.
And you get, a cookie or two and your own canvas, and then just an evening to spend some time with whomever it is you want to paint with.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a neat idea as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making memories.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Continuing. We're almost through our November here.
Okay.
We're going to offer a Learn to Play Lacrosse. So this is going to be for kindergarten, first and second graders. And it will be on Thursdays for about 5 weeks or so. And it's just an opportunity to introduce the sport of lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll work on some passing, catching, shooting, all while playing age-appropriate games.
Okay.
And so don't worry, we're not going to throw them right out there and play, all right, we're going to, we're going to go full indoor and pads and everything. No. But we can play, we can play little games that still get the point home.
Sure.
How do you shoot? How do you play defense?
Yeah.
How could you pass this and things like that? And we are limiting that to just 12 kiddos, so it'll be a small group with one of our staff who's doing a really fantastic job with bringing more programming, and he has a lot of experience with this age group and lacrosse, so very excited to see what this looks like. We haven't done lacrosse for this age group, so very excited for that.
But still, lacrosse is becoming such a popular sport.
Absolutely.
It's gaining, not only with college teams, but also in high school as well.
Absolutely. No equipment required. We'll provide the sticks and instruction and all that during the lessons. And again, that'll be on Thursdays starting November 6th. And that'll be 6:30 to 7:20. And there is a cost for that. It'll be $45 for non-residents, $40 for city residents, but this is all instruction, included, sticks to borrow, all that good stuff.
Right.
If you're looking for a good introduction to the sport, this is a good chance for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Now,
and
one more, huh?
One more. I know. You're like, how?
Yeah. How can we fit all this in? But, we're going to.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Again, this is another one that we haven't tried yet, but we think it's going to be a really great thing for our community. December 5th is a Friday. We are going to do a senior Tech Smart and donuts.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we have some high school volunteers that will be at the rec center from 10:30 to 11:30, the A.J. Smith Rec Center, and they are going to help us help seniors navigate your smartphone or your iPad or your laptop.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
I think this is an awesome idea, Sarah.
Come hang out with us.
Yes.
We'll have coffee and donuts. And our youthful friends who are digital natives, man, they just fly through these things.
I know. It comes so naturally for them.
Very much so. They're going to help us figure out how to navigate some of these things, some very common things that will help make it easier to use your device. You know, making your font larger or smaller, sharing and navigating your photos, right? Downloading apps, connecting to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
All of these very common things that will help make it easier for folks. Now, I do have to say, we will not be helping with personal information or bill pay or auto pay or anything like that. I'm so sorry. However, if you are looking for a little bit extra helpful tips and tricks, this is going to be a great opportunity. So our senior tech, smart and donuts, so coffee, donuts, get a better handle on how to use your device. It'll be a really good morning. So we only have 20 spots available for that.
Okay.
So register early.
Yeah.
It's going to be $8 for non-residents, $7 for city residents. And that's really just to cover the cost of our coffee and our donuts for
sure.
you.
Sure. Yeah.
And be sure you pre-register. You can call the rec center to do that, 517-423-5602, or you can stop by. You could also go online to do that.
Yeah.
So get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to see you this fall.
Oh my gosh, you got so many great programs, and that's what the Tecumseh Parks and Rec is so good in doing, such a wide variety from the kiddos to the adults.
Yeah.
You got it there at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
We sure are trying. That's no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on, and you know, a great lineup once again for the fall. And thanks to you and your staff for coming up with some great ideas and great programming for the fall there at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
Thank you so much. We'll hope to see you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Carter. We'll talk again soon.